deal. We love you for listening, so we like to spoil you rotten, like your chance to win your way to check out Maroon 5, their 2020 tour with Meghan Trainor. It's going to be awesome. Plus, you qualify to see Maroon 5 in any city you want where they're playing, so you can get a little vacay out of this as well. All right, so we are going to play Catch Race. One of our favorite games, Holiday Edition. Okay, Chops, we have some fantastic callers on the line. Who's going to play?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Melissa.
Melissa. Okay, girl, so you get to pick whose team would you like to be on?
I won last year at Christmas time with Liz, so let's go with that.
Oh, I'm unfortunately not playing. I came up with the word. So you got to pick between Mackenzie and Porkchop.
So Liv wants to be the judge. She likes to be the authority.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Me too, girl. Mackenzie.
Okay. Melissa, Eminem team over here. Loves it.
So let's see. Who do we got next? Good morning. Who is this?
This is Galena.
Galena, good morning. You are stuck with me. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I love it. We got this.
Yes, oh, good, Galena. Good. That's a beautiful name. I love it. Okay, so Melissa, would you like to go first or second? Your choice.
Second.
Okay.
Okay, so Porkchop, or no, that means Mackenzie and Melissa
are going to go second. And Galena are going to take the lead with a little catchphrase.
Wait, do we all know how to play the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right, awesome. Just making sure.
Do you want to give the rules, Chops, because he's a rule stickler.
Yeah. So I've got a bunch of words here in front of me, and I've got to get you, Galena, to say as many of these words as possible. I can't say any part of the word. We can do one pass. If we still have time at the end, we can go back to the word that we passed on. If in the event of a tie 8-8, then we will go to sudden death overtime. It's whoever gets the three words the fastest is the winner.
Porkchop is so competitive. He is still butthurt from last week when he thinks he was gypped, but he wasn't.
I was so gypped. The word was Santa right. Claus.
Okay. We're living in the present, and you have a new partner named Galena. Okay, you guys ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, catch race. All right, you say, instead of Merry Christmas, you say Happy...
Happy Holidays.
Yes. When the precipitation from the clouds is coming down, that's known as...
Snow.
And then the pattern of it is a...
Snowflake?
Yes. Okay, you drink this. It's not cold, it's...
Eggnog? Hot chocolate?
But an abbreviation.
Hot cocoa?
Yes. I don't even know what this is, so skip that for now. All right, this is... Okay, it's green, it's pine, it's a pine...
Tree.
Yep, that's the first word. Second word is on Christmas the very... it's not a star. What do you put on...
Tree topper.
Yes. Okay, this is what you stuff these.
Stockings.
Yep. This is someone who's really mean on Christmas. Rawr. He's a...
Grinch.
Nope. He's a...
Rawr.
I already passed.
Not bad, though. You got six.
These words were hard.
They got five. He doesn't know what garland is. What you use to like decorate around the house for Christmas.
I know what tinsel is.
Well, okay. Tinsel is different.
The word we did not get was Scrooge.
Oh, boo. You guys did well, though. Okay.
You guys got five.
Okay, so Melissa, we have to get six to win to take the W, girl.
All right.
Okay, you ready? Count us down, Chops.
All right, we're going to catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
Okay. Ooh, we're going to do Secret Santa's, also known as?
A white elephant.
That's, okay.
A gift exchange.
Another word for Santa Claus is good old?
Saint Nick.
Okay, we're skipping the first one. What was the hint you just said? You just said it?
Oh.
A gift exchange? The gift exchange?
Gift exchange, white elephant.
Yes, okay. These are another word for gifts.
Present.
Yes. We sit by this. It's hot, and it's in your living room. It has a it has something.
Oh, fireplace.
Okay. This is the opposite of devil.
The opposite of devil?
Of a angel? Devil. Yes.
Oh, angel.
Yes. This you might put on your door during the holiday time. It's green. With a bow.
Oh, a wreath.
Yes. These are cookies in the shape of men.
Gingerbread men.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she just got six by the hair of her chin.
Melissa! The chin.
The one she missed, the very first one was
Kris Kringle. I was like, Kris Kringle, because we call him Kris Kringle. It's like Secret Santas. But then you said white elephant, and that was our second word.
I love it. Hey, guys, why don't we sit around the fireplace.
Hey, Poncha, I didn't say the whole thing.
If you have such a problem and you are so butthurt about all of these rules and about getting gypped, then you start creating the words and me and Mackenzie will play. Okay?
I'm sorry. All right. Hey, next time too, Galena, I could have been like, Liv is a screw. Oops.
Great job, Melissa. And then you would have just tied anyway. That was awesome. Thank you guys so much. Congratulations. You're going to go check out Maroon 5. It's going to be amazing. And you are qualified to see Maroon 5 in any city that they're playing of your choice. You can get a little vacay of that as well. Okay, coming up, somebody saw somebody naked, and it was a really bad thing. You don't want to miss this. It's the awkwardness that we love on Joe and Mackenzie.